Have you ever taxied out, looked at the runway, and thought, that pavement has seen better days? Now imagine a chunk of it just disappearing. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. LaGuardia Airport is dealing with a mess right now, and not just the usual kind. Severe thunderstorms rolled through the New York area and left more than bad delays in their wake. A sinkhole opened up on one of LGA's runways, forcing it out of service and compounding what was already a brutal day for operations. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So, here's what you need to know. The storms that moved through were not garden variety convective activity. We're talking embedded cells, heavy rain, wind shear advisories, the full package. LaGuardia, which already operates on tight margins with its relatively short runways and waterfront location, took a direct hit. Ground stops went into effect, and then the sinkhole showed up. More than 400 flights were canceled. 400! If you've ever been stuck at LGA on a good day, you know what the terminal looks like when things go sideways. Now multiply that by a runway closure with no quick fix in sight. For those of you who don't fly into the New York airspace regularly, let me put LaGuardia in context. This airport sits on the western edge of Flushing Bay in Queens. It handles something north of 30 million passengers a year, and it does it with limited real estate. There's no room for error in the infrastructure. When pavement fails at LaGuardia, there's no backup taxiway to reroute to. You lose a runway. You lose a massive chunk of capacity at one of the busiest airports in the country. The sinkhole itself is a symptom of a bigger conversation the industry has been having for years. Aging airport infrastructure, combined with increasingly intense weather events, creates exactly this kind of scenario. Water finds its way under pavement. Subsurface erosion happens over time. And then one heavy storm is the straw that breaks it open. The Federal Aviation Administration and the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, which operates LaGuardia, have been pouring money into modernization there. The new Terminal B is beautiful, but runways and taxiways are the bones of an airport. And bones don't make headlines until they break. Now, the headline doesn't tell the whole story on the cancellation numbers either. 400-plus flights canceled at LaGuardia doesn't just affect LaGuardia. That ripples out across the entire national airspace system. If your flight from Atlanta to LGA cancels, that aircraft was supposed to turn around and fly somewhere else. Crews time out. Gates get blocked. Connecting passengers miss their flights in cities that had perfectly clear skies all day. One airport going down hard can degrade operations coast to coast for 24 to 48 hours. This affects you if you're flying anywhere in the Northeast Corridor this week. Even general aviation pilots should be paying attention. When the big airports go into recovery mode, traffic management initiatives cascade, expect longer ground delays, reroutes, and flow control programs that could affect your IFR flight plan, even if you're nowhere near New York. Check notices to air missions carefully before you file. And if you're VFR, just be aware that the airspace around the New York metro area is going to be busier than normal as airlines try to catch up. For the GA pilots among us, there's also a weather awareness lesson here. The same storm system that created this problem at LaGuardia is the kind of setup that can catch you off guard if you're flying in the mid-Atlantic or New England. Fast-moving frontal boundaries, pop-up cells embedded in larger areas of rain, and wind shifts that can turn a manageable crosswind into something well beyond your personal minimums in a hurry. If you haven't looked at convective outlooks from the Storm Prediction Center lately, this week would be a good time to start. As for LaGuardia, repairs on the sinkhole are underway, but there's no official timeline yet for getting that runway back. The Port Authority will need to assess the subsurface damage before they can even talk about a fix. That could be days, it could be longer. In the meantime, reduced capacity is the new normal at LGA. This story comes via Simple Flying, and it's worth keeping an eye on as recovery unfolds. You can find more at radiohangar.com. That's ATIS for now. If you're headed anywhere near New York, build in some extra time and some extra patience. I'm Tower. Fly safe out there.